Organization CEO Rosanna Barbero to share her thoughts about Addie Road's upcoming event. Rosanna, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Jess. Great, it's a real pleasure to be here today.
Now, what would you say fuels your passion for social justice and Addie Road's passion for that?
Well, my passion and Addie Road's passion is very similar, which is why I'm working at Addison Road Centre. But basically, it's the injustices that we see around us. So whether it's we're talking about injustices when it comes to climate, when it comes to environment, social, economic or political, but it is about inequality, but it's also about increasing inequality. And I think that's where the concern lies.
Absolutely. How is Addie Road responding to these issues, especially that issue of inequality?
So Addie Road, so we see social justice as intrinsically linked with other forms of injustices. So climate, economic, political, justice between genders, and definitely climate. So it's about securing the rights that are alienated or separated from other struggles for rights. And so, you know, we see in our local communities, we see that people are doing it really tough. So, you know, people that are on unemployment benefits haven't had rises in unemployment yet. There's been rises in housing affordability, rises in rentals, in food. Education is being privatised. TAFE is being corporatised and severed and dismantled. So we're seeing that user pays are becoming the norm. And these are not accidents. These are deliberate systems. They're deliberate policies. And they're deliberate programs, and we see them as anti-poor and creating further inequalities.
It feels like the gaps in our society are becoming chasms almost.
Very much so. So what we try and do at Addison Road Centre is we work with communities. We do have an affordable grocery program as well, where we at least alleviate rather than eradicate poverty. So by providing affordable food for people on a daily basis, it just means that they have a little bit of extra income that they can pay for electricity. We're finding that a lot of people in our community are going to bed early, or they're not using electricity, they're not putting their lights on, they're not using heating in winter. And this is how the environmental question, the climate crisis, it just seems that those who have the least to do with the destruction are the first to suffer from the impact of it and the manifestation of it. So those who live in areas where it's hotter and, you know, just simply don't have the means, the capacities, the opportunities or the funds to be able to build any sort of resilience against this. So going back to Addie Road, we also work with other partners to mobilise and organise those who are affected by unemployment. And so they raise their voices along with other groups and lobby the government and be at the forefront of that advocacy.
I'd like to talk about that connection with other groups and that connection with other organisations, because you are a member of the Inner West Multicultural Network as well. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
So we have a Inner West Multicultural Network, and that is an alliance of 120 civil society organisations. So it also includes non-government and government organisations. And we have three major aims. One is that we advocate on policies, particularly critiquing new policies. We share information and referrals and services, and we implement events. And hence the 21st of March, the elimination of discrimination and racism, which is a United Nations event that is celebrated all around the world. And most of the members of our community, we represent maybe 43 different ethnic communities.
Wow.
As well. And a lot of people report at these meetings about the racism and discrimination that their communities or members of their community organisations are facing, often on a daily basis. So there's the structural inequality and racism and discrimination, but there's also that daily, more subtle social discrimination. And so when we were talking about the event, we said, well, why are we not talking about racism and discrimination? Why does Australia, the only country in the world, celebrate Harmony Day? You know, when we really need to be talking about conversations and what's happening to people and how we can collaborate and build solidarity to combat what is happening in our society, because our interests are the same, and that is to have a better society where everyone is equal and everyone is afforded rights and not just one privileged section or a few sections of society.
There's not a single person alive who doesn't want happiness and prosperity.
Indeed.
It's a common goal. So we've got a big march and a festival happening on the 21st of March. What can people expect from this?
Well, we're gathering at Enmore Park.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that we'll have thousands of people come. There'll be lots of colour, lots of vibrancy, lots of creativity, lots of diversity, and lots of fun, lots of cheer, but also stories from experience. We'll be marching along Addison Road Centre, and people are coming along with their drums and their whistles and their feather boas and their and their signs and their songs and their chants. And then it will culminate at the Addison Road Community Centre, where we'll have open mic. And there'll be musicians from all over the world and food from all over the world.
And my favourite four-letter F word, food. Yes,
mine as well. And poetry and other creative forms of expression.
Beautiful. The protests are not something new. Marches are not something new. But in the last, I feel, 5 or so years, we've seen such a beautiful swell of support and empowerment for this type of political expression amongst people. And it is so inspiring to see. And it's a beautiful community building exercise as well.
Indeed. And I agree with you, Jess, because sometimes when some of the more traditional platforms of exercising our democratic rights and having a voice or having a role in decision making has been closed to us or is shrinking or doesn't open to everybody equally, then this form of gathering and coming together and, as you say, building links and networks and also being able to express oneself and comment about society very important. Right to a say and a right to be heard are very important in society.
Absolutely. And that's why I love the open mic that you're going to have. That's such an incredible platform for literally anyone to have their voice heard. I love it. Rosanna, we've gone way over time. I need to leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess.
That was Rosanna Barbaro, CEO of the Addison Road Community Organisation, sharing her thoughts about the role of Addie Road